Leading the news, Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak has confirmed debris found on Reunion Island is from missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. The revelation is the first conclusive proof of the fate of the Boeing 777, which disappeared back in March last year. Prime Minister Razak says he feels for the families of those on board that flight.
It is with a very heavy heart that I must tell you that the aircraft debris found on Reunion Island is indeed from MH370.
Rescuers are this morning searching for hundreds of people in the Mediterranean after a boat carrying up to 700 migrants capsized. The fishing boat was caught in rough weather off the Libyan coast and overturned when the passengers rushed to one side. Around 400 people have been rescued so far, but authorities fear many others may have drowned. Back home, and the competition for the vacant Speaker's position is intensifying. Liberal MP Tony Smith has announced his candidacy, joining fellow Victorian Russell Broadbent. Queensland LNP member Ross Vaster and South Australian backbencher Andrew Southcott are also canvassing colleagues, and veteran MP Philip Ruddock says he'll run if his colleagues want him to. And finally, Japan is coming to a standstill this morning as it commemorates the atomic bombing of Hiroshima 70 years ago. The bomb exploded above the city on the 6th of August in 1945, killing 140,000 people. The Australian Red Cross says people are still suffering today from the effects of the bombs and is calling for the elimination of all nuclear weapons.